Simon & Schuster Audio presents Love Him or Leave Him, But Don't Get Stuck with the Tab, Hilarious Advice for Real Women, by Lonnie Love, with Janine Amber. Read by Lonnie Love.
Introduction. I first felt the thrill of entertaining back in 1972 when I was crowned Little Miss Detroit. At the pageant, I hit the stage in patent leather shoes and a starched pink dress. But I had so many braids in my hair that my tiara slid right off my head. When I bent down to pick it up, I slipped and landed on my behind. Everyone burst out laughing, but instead of feeling embarrassed, I jumped up with a huge smile on my face. I realized that day that making people laugh makes me happy. In fact, it's the very reason I left my job as an engineer to become an entertainer. That's right, people. Most people don't know I used to be an engineer, but I was the worst engineer in America. In fact, I'd like to extend a personal apology to anyone driving a 1992 Cutlass. That was one of the projects I worked on before leaving the field to pursue my dream of being a comic. There's only one thing I love as much as making people laugh, and that's giving advice. Ask anyone who's received one of my love lessons, and they'll tell you I have a special gift. I've always had a good head on my shoulders. I grew up in the Brewster Douglas housing projects in Detroit, baby, during the height of the crack epidemic. The streets were filled with drug dealers and prostitutes. Coming up in such a rough environment, a girl had to be tough and street smart just to survive. I saw firsthand what happens to women who are foolish in love or just plain foolish. When I was a teenager, Peaches was one of my very best friends. Peaches had a smile that lit up her face, and she could do some hair. When we were seniors in high school, Peaches started dating a new guy from the neighborhood. Now, Peaches would brag that her boyfriend was a businessman. I tried to tell her the truth. Her 16-year-old boo was slinging crack, but Peaches didn't care. Living in the projects could be depressing, and her boyfriend gave her a taste of the glamorous life. He was buying her clothes, taking her to fancy restaurants in downtown Detroit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?